Yeah, we used to go to Henry Khashoggi's meetings. And I think we've been going to his meetings for almost 2 years or something before I ever told him the story. And he just, his face lit up and he's, you know, he said, "Do you know who was on that show? I was the one." And he said, "You're the first person that's ever told me that they heard about Baba because of that show."
Yeah. Yeah, what a joy it is to know that to one, when one speaks out the name of Baba, it touches somebody and it helps somebody. It's a great joy.
Well, now my mother's a Baba lover too, because then when I found out about Baba at 16, I reminded her, remember, you know, 4 years ago you told me about Mehar Baba when we used to go to meetings in New York.
That's why Baba used to always tell us, "You have no idea about my name." Formally, you know that he wouldn't allow us to speak out his name. You know that. He had kept quiet, means apart from his silence and all that, that he observed silence from 10th of July 1925, and he stopped writing and stopped speaking. He used to speak incessantly. He was a good singer. Yeah, he was very humorous. Yeah, very active, and he his activities continued. But all these restrictions he put upon himself, as if he just locked himself inside. Yeah. So, he wouldn't want us to use his name anywhere. He was known as Mehrwan formerly. You know that, his name is Mehrwan. Mehrwan? You didn't know that?
I didn't know anything.
Okay, Jerry, his name is Mehrwan Sheriar Irani. Mehrwan is his first name, Sheriar is his father's name, and Irani is because they came from Iran. Yeah. Iran, you call it, but it is not Iran, but it is Iran. Yeah, Persia. Formerly it was known as Persia. So, as days passed by, his school friends considered him to be some... He was a friend. They used to play, they used to wrestle with one another, they used to fly kites and play marbles and all sorts of things would be there, exchange blows and this and that and all that. But still, there was something in this boy, this friend of ours. That's how the friends would take him to be. And any dispute or anything, "Mehrwan, you should be the arbitrator now. You, whatever you tell, we'll do it." That's how it was in the early years. So, well, Mehrwan would sit there and say, "Yeah, what is it? What's wrong?" and this and that and all that, and arbitrate. And that was acceptable. When he grew up, he is still known as Mehrwan. Mehrwan G as a suffix, J-I is put as a mark of respect. Like sir, you see, in India it is like that. So Mehrwan G, he was used. So these are the names that were given to him. First, he was given the Christian name as Mehrwan, then Mehrwan G. Then when he grew up and started his business, then he was known as Mehrwan Seth. Seth means a businessman. Seth. Yeah. Boss. Yeah. So that's how he was known. But with all the names that are there, those who were around him and working for him, or who were his friends, or who came in his association, they always hesitated to use his name. That... It doesn't sound, "Hello, Mehrwan said, hello, Mehrwan ji." They didn't like that. There's something more behind it, and they wouldn't like that. And once it so happened, that's how Mehr Baba came into force. The friends got together, his friends and his acquaintances, and says, "You know, Mehrwan, it seems very awkward for us to speak out your name. Is it all right if we use the word Mehrwan, Mehr Baba for you? Use it, whatever you like." Yeah. So then, since then, Mehr Baba is known.
And how did they come to the name Mehr Baba?
Because of his very life. He was so compassionate, so kind, so loving, so charitable. You see, it's like that. So Mehr means that, compassion, exercising charity, forgiving or helping, generous and all that sort of thing. It implies that. And Baba fits all, because here at the time of the Britishers, Baba is the word that was used for a child. Any ayah, you know, the chaperone or anybody says, "Where is Baba?" For male it is Baba, and for female it is baby. Baby and Baba. And amongst Indians also, in Hindi language or Marathi, Baba means an old, very old person is Baba. A very tiny tot is known as Baba. It's like that. Or in general, it is Baba. Yeah. So Mehrwan is there. But now Mehrwan is not, he's so compassionate, so kind, so Meher Baba. That's how it was. That's how it was used first. So that's how he was known as Meher Baba. He was known as Meher Baba. Then naturally when he collected a group of his people around him and all that, and they were there all around him. And whenever he would, then of course the tours started, and Baba going out, you see, in search of musts and mad and poor and all that. Whenever we would go out, he would be always active, he would be mixing with people and all that. But one restriction was there, never give my name out. Never tell them anything about me as to what, who I. Always, whenever they ask you, say that if I had to relate myself to the crowd or to the people, say my elder brother says this, my elder brother wants this, my elder brother needs this, something like that. Elder brother. From where? Not from Ahmednagar, from Bombay side. Don't give even the place of Ahmednagar, Bombay side. That's how it was. So this is how it was going on for many years. We were not even permitted to say Baba in front of the crowd, lest they might construe that he is the same Meher Baba. So Baba would be a shocking thing if somebody spoke loudly Baba there. Well, we are out. Of course, amongst ourselves, we used to address him as Baba. Yeah, not Meher Baba, Baba. So for years together, it was like that. His name was a taboo, not to be spoken of. And if perchance somebody were to recognize him, in spite of his different dresses that he would wear, well, he would go out in the crowd and all that. He would wear all sorts of dresses. Mohammedan cap would be there, you know, with a tassel. Yeah. Or a turban would be there, or dark glasses there and a scarf round there. Yeah, he would mix himself with the crowd. He wouldn't disclose himself. But perchance there is somebody, because, you know, silent, and his silence was so eloquent that he need not just do gestures or use his board, or board would be kept in others. Nothing to be. So there were stock phrases and sentences were there, huge signs this way, and we could understand what he means by it. So there was no such. But sometimes somebody is very observant and notices this man doesn't speak. And they had heard that there somebody has observed silence for many years. So then they would come and say, is he Meher Baba? And we'll look at her and say, what did you say? He's Meher Baba? He's Meher Baba? This person is Meher Baba? So what? We'll feign to be absolutely deaf, you know, couldn't recognize the name. So he will ask us 2, 3 times, 4 times, and then he'll just leave us. Yeah, and say, oh, this fellow can't even register Meher Baba. Say, he cannot be Meher Baba. That's how it was. That's how we used to get over these difficulties in those early years. But a time did come when he introduced himself, to the public. That I'm not just Meher Baba, I am the one who has come in your midst, the same one. The avatar. Avatar means avatar. It's the descent, direct descent of Godhead into the realms of illusion. That's the meaning of avatar. It's a Sanskrit word for avtarna, means descent. Descent means not through the ladder or descending steps or staircases. It's the direct descent, means manifestation, in short, of reality. From the realms of reality into the realms of illusion. It's like that. That's the meaning of avatar. You follow?
With Jesus, he's the Son of God. I mean, what then is the difference?
Yeah, he was
the Son of God.
Son of God, yeah. How do you, what is your prayer? The Son of God is, he's Son of God. He's Son of Man. It's like that. Son of Man also. Yeah. What about that? But what about the prayer? Holy Mary. Say the prayer. Mother of?
Mother of God.
What happened? Why did you use that? They missed that, you see. Where the censorship was going on. So there are many leakages like that, you see. Yeah.
And then he also said, I am the Father of one.
That is, of course, he has said it. But then the prayers, the Christians themselves say it, Holy Mary, Mother of God. So that's how it is. So we can't go in. You may call him to be Son of Man, Son of God, anything, your friend, your foe, he is everything. So that's how, when he... People used to introduce him to, in the beginning was that he is Meher Baba. Then they introduced him as some saintly person, Master Meher Baba, Divine Majesty Meher Baba. Then they called him Sadguru Sri Meher Baba, means the Perfect Master. Perfect Master is the book, you know, that book that Purdom has written, that book, Perfect Master. But these are our introductions to the public of Meher Baba. But on his own, in 1954, he introduced himself. I am the same ancient one that comes time and again in your midst. I am that. Now is the time that you give my name to all. And then he tells the crowd, take my name, take my name. It's take your name means what? It's free for asking. Take my name. It's just like a huge treasure that is open and take anything you want. It's like that. It's a treasure. His name is the treasure house. Take my name as much as you can. Take it with you. That's what it is. So name has its great importance. And he has, because it all started with that, why the importance is given, he said to us that don't hesitate to give my name to anyone whenever an opportunity arises. Why? Because a time will come when posterity will point a finger at you and say, why did you not tell us? You follow? Yeah. So, don't take the blame upon yourself. Mm-hmm. Give the name. It is between me and them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Just give the name. Okay. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your business is to give my name. Mm-hmm. Then your business ends there. Mm-hmm. Now the business starts with me and him. Or the rest of the world. Yeah. That's what he told us. Mm. And then he says, if people ask you, well, who is Meher Baba? Say that. He says that he is the same ancient one, come again. Do you know that I am the same ancient one? No, because I told you. He tells us, you see. How can you say that you are, I am that? Don't say that. But if you have conviction, then say it. Yeah, I believe that he is the same one, come again in our midst. But if you don't have it, don't force yourself to say it. Then say it, that he says that he is the same ancient one. That's how we began. Yeah, yeah. There was no such thing as forcing anything, nothing. It's just gradually it was there. Because he is the very embodiment of it. So there's no such thing as forcing or trying to put a stamp on it. Would you want to prove yourself that, should I prove myself that I'm man or anything? I am that. You see it if you want to. Yeah, it's like that. So that's how it all began.